Welcome. Well, welcome to the Purium Health Products Training Call on Tuesday night with David Litt. Would you like to say your name?
Hi, Laura. It's David Litt, and we're going to start it up right now. We are recording, and thanks so much for hosting and doing such a fantastic job. And thanks to each and every one of you who are dialed in around the United States listening to us here this evening. And it's going to be a fun call. We're going to be talking about creating a winning streak. And that's going to be very relevant for your Purium business. It's going to be relative to your business life in general and potentially relevant to your personal life, family life, and other things. And I like to study different people. I like to learn about particular subjects. And this concept of creating a winning streak came from the author Brendon Burchard. That's Brendon, B-R-E-N-D-O-N, and Burchard is B-U-R-C-H-A-R-D. He's the author of a book called Life's Golden Ticket. And he created a list, which I've modified just a bit, but he's created a list of how to create a winning streak. He studied different companies. He studied different people and saw, and if you're on the speaker line, if you could hit star six, that will keep the line more clear. Okay. So he studied different people, he studied different companies, and figured out a way, almost like a stairway to success, if you will, of the process of how to create a winning streak and when good things start to happen. And we'll also talk a little bit about the downward spiral of how people and companies fall off of a winning streak. There's also another great book called Good to Great, about companies that have been in business a long time that were good companies and suddenly became great companies. So that's more having to do with companies versus people, but there are a lot of excellent principles in both of these books. But the first thing in creating a winning streak, the first thing in creating momentum in your life and creating momentum in your Purium business, in starting on that stairway to success, is hunger. It's passion. It's excitement. It's wanting something and understanding why you want it. There's a saying that the bigger your why, the easier your how. So somebody who's very, very motivated to accomplish something can do a lot more, is willing to do a lot more, and will create a lot more success because they're passionate and excited to make that happen. In fact, there are a lot of great studies that show that some of the most talented people, whether they're musicians, whether they're artists, whether they're basketball or football or soccer players, it's not that they were so much more gifted than other people. It's that their hunger, their passion, their desire, their excitement to practice in a way that was motivated and focused, that it's that repetitive practice and the willingness to do it that really is what starts them on their long-term, lifelong winning streak. So it's that attitude and belief that good things are going to happen, and the attitude and belief that you want to make a change in your life. So if you're listening to this call now, chances are you're looking for additional income, you're looking to help people, you're looking to improve your health, and the more that you want any or all of those things, the better the chances are that you're going to create a winning streak for yourself. The second thing on this stairway to success is ownership or accountability. So it's one thing to have passion, to have motivation, to want something to happen, to desire change. It's another thing to take ownership of it, to understand that there are going to be activities that are going to occur, and it's going to take effort. You know, the only place that success comes before hard work is in the dictionary. So it takes hard work before you get success. And so even before you do that activity of hard work, or those hours of activity, or those days, or those weeks, or those months, or those hours and hours every day or week or month, you have to take ownership and accountability. You have to be serious and focused and understand that there is a road ahead, and hopefully that you're going to have fun on the journey as well as the destination. So it's that hunger tied to that ownership that creates the attitude and belief and the mindset that you're going to do something. The third step is learning. It's taking in new information. And so depending on your level of business experience, depending on your level of health experience, a nutrition experience, depending on your level of network marketing experience, there's always more to learn. And in fact, it's almost an interesting reality of life is that the better you get at something, the more that you know about something, the better questions you can ask, so that the more that you realize you don't know. And so some of the more experienced people, some of the higher level participants in any activity, especially network marketing, realize that the better they get, the more they uncover that they need to learn. So having a learner's attitude, to be open to new ideas, to listen to other people, that is a recipe for success. So somebody who's closed-minded, who's egotistical, who thinks they know it all, they're somebody who's more likely to fall off of, to fall down from whatever level of success they're experiencing, and will go again through that downward cycle and downward spiral in a little bit. So it starts with hunger and ownership. It goes to learning. And then the next thing, also having to do with mindset, is focus, is getting clear on what you do, getting clear on what you want, getting clear on what you don't want, getting clear on what you won't do, and being very specific about what your game plan is. So now we're preparing. It's the final step of preparation before action. It is to be focused, to have a game plan, and to understand what you're trying to accomplish, how you're trying to accomplish it. So as it relates to Purium, it's, you know, how are you going to be presenting the business? Who are you going to be presenting the business to? Having your list of people based on quantity and quality, and understanding how you're going to approach them, how many samples you have, and being focused and prepared to making big things happen. The fifth thing is initiative. And this is where momentum really starts. It is taking massive action and taking action in a way that is purposeful. So it's massive, purposeful action. That is real initiative. And so, again, if we go back to Purium and the basics of the business, after you've made your list, is to go ahead and make those phone calls, send out those emails, place that notice on Facebook that you're in this business, that you want to help people, and you're looking to help others get in the business. You're looking to help others improve their health and grow biologically younger. You're looking to help others get 10 servings of fruits and vegetables every day with a power of 10 antioxidant pack of apothecary and more greens or scoop of greens. So there's a lot that happens and has to happen and must continue to happen on a regular basis. And so even though this is a highly leveraged business, your momentum all starts with you and your initiative and your massive action. So that's the fifth step. I'm going to go back through all five right now. First is hunger. Second is ownership. Third is learning. Fourth is focus. Fifth is initiative. So we're into the action side of things. And now we're into helping other people get involved. And that sixth step is collaboration. So collaboration is getting other people involved in your program, in your winning streak, in your business. And in this business, more than others, collaboration is super important. It's finding the best people you know, the most respected people you know, the most connected people you know, and getting them involved and helping them to be successful. That is collaboration, and our business is clearly a business of collaboration. The seventh step is to be accessible, to reciprocate to others, to support others, to throw your arms around them and to say, here's what I've learned, here's what I've done, here's how I've been taught, and here are the things that I'm willing to do for you, and let them know very specifically when you're available, what's the best way to communicate with you, and people enroll with you as much as they enroll into the Purium business, and as much as they buy the Purium products, they're buying you, and so the more accessible you are, the more that they're going to feel comfortable working with you. So the next step, the eighth step, is above activity, above and beyond mindset, above and beyond attitude and belief, and that is coaching. So you're going to consistently train people to do what you do, to help you by helping themselves. So you really get paid based upon how good of a teacher you are. The better the teacher you are, the more you're going to get paid, because the more you're going to help others do the things that you want them to do. The ninth is mastery. It's delivering excellence. Practice doesn't make perfect. Perfect practice makes perfect. And so it's continuing through that process of checking your hunger, checking your ownership and accountability, continuing to learn, you know, checking your game plan and your focus, continuing with massive action, continuing to be collaborative and helping people, being accessible, coaching people, and just continuing to master and improve and work on your business as well as in your business, so that you're seeing above and beyond the next phone call, seeing above and beyond the stack and pile of papers in front of you, and really trying to deliver excellence, really trying to create your own brand and your own lifestyle and your own way that you communicate. So, you know, there are people who communicate in a variety of different ways. There are people that love the health side of Purium, that are super passionate and have had an amazing result based upon one product. There are other people that are very focused on the business, that are excited about, you know, the opportunity to help others in this challenging economy. Some people like to cold call. Some people like to do internet marketing. So there's a tremendous amount of freedom in this business, and there's a tremendous amount of opportunity to continue to master different aspects of the business. And the more that you master each one, the better off your business is going to work and the better off it's going to be. The 10th and final step in creating a winning streak, the 10th and final step on the stairway to success, is gratitude. And that's gratitude for your customers, gratitude for your distributors, gratitude for your mentors. It's to pay it forward, to help others experience what you've experienced. And when you've had a good experience, to tell people that, you know, the more that you're positive, the more that you're sharing good feelings, I mean, especially in today's day and age, especially today on Election Day, when we've just been blasted with weeks and weeks and months of negative information and divisive information, and it doesn't matter what your political beliefs are or not, you can't not be affected by all of the, you know, just negative stuff that's out there. People are looking for positive people. You know, the news, I mean, you know, British Petroleum oil spills in the Gulf of Mexico. There's terrorists here. I mean, our world is filled with fear. Our world is filled with negative messages of unemployment and difficult economy and all that sort of stuff, and they're looking for bright lights. So if you can just do that one thing and have gratitude and be a bright light, people will stay with you in your business, and people will try to help you succeed, and people will be thankful that you're in their life. And that, to me, is being successful. I mean, as much or more than how much money you make, it's how many lives you affect. And making people smile on a regular basis and saying thank you is a big part of creating a winning streak. Now, what I want to do before I recap and go back through it is to look at the opposite, look at the downward spiral, look at, you know, if you've had the good fortune of creating some sort of winning streak, some sort of a positive thing, you know, how we can step back and go through from the top of the stair step downward where things start to fall apart. So let's say you've done all the things right, you've got a business that's growing and good things happening, and you've been collaborative and accessible, and you've been coaching and all that sort of stuff, and now suddenly you become thankless. You don't thank your customers. You don't thank your distributors. You hold meetings, and people are there to volunteer and pass out name tags and set up the business, and you don't say thank you to anybody, and they do extra things for you, and you don't say that you appreciate them. Well, guess what? You're starting to move down that stairway to success and in that downward spiral. And let's say that you become uncoachable and that you have a big ego and then that you think you're a know-it-all and that you're the most successful person on the block, and then you start to become lazy and closed off and greedy and distracted, and you start to delegate stuff, and you're not telling the truth, and you're not excited about your business, and you can see how the opposite of all these things turns into this negative spiral where no matter how successful you've been, people are not going to want to be around somebody who's thankless and egotistical and greedy and lazy and distracted and, you know, not holding up to their end of the bargain, not positive and not truthful and not passionate. So, you know, those are the sorts of things from a personality standpoint, from a character standpoint that, you know, that are important. You know, people are not only wanting to be around optimistic people, they want to be around principled people. They want to be about people who do the little things, the simple things, in a way that's mindful, in a way that's respectful, in a way that's positive. And so, you know, even though this training is kind of at 30,000 feet and we're talking a lot about concepts more than how do I make a phone call, what do I say when somebody says this, you know, I like to mix it up and make sure that we're covering both sides of it, you know. So you're not only getting the ingredient information and the product detail and the health information from Dave, you're not only getting the blocking and tackling and the basics of how to make a list and how to contact people and all that kind of stuff, but you're also getting some information about how to act as a business person, how to act as a leader, because that's one of the things that you're going to find is people are afraid to fail, but they're also afraid to succeed. Most people have never had an organization that's had dozens and dozens or hundreds or hundreds or hopefully thousands and thousands of people in it. So no matter what you do for a living, no matter how big your family is, it's very unusual that you have hundreds or thousands of people looking up to you. And that can very well happen to you in this Purium business. And if you're new to the business, you may say, well, wait, that sounds unrealistic. I only have one person or two people. Or if you've been in a while, maybe it sounds more realistic because you have dozens of people. But you know, being a leader of people is a challenge, and you need to be somebody who's worthy of duplication, somebody who's always willing to move forward, who's dedicated and passionate and hungry and excited to do something positive with their business. And if that's how you approach things, you're going to find that good things happen to you. So I want to go through those 10 steps on creating a winning streak, the stairway to success, one more time. The first two steps have to do with attitude and belief. The first one is hunger. It's that hunger and passion that you have for making a change in your life. The second is ownership or accountability, so that you're willing to take it on and be serious and understand it's a long road ahead to be successful no matter what it is that you want to be successful at. Anything worth being successful at is a long road. The third step and the fourth step have to do with mindset. It's getting prepared to go through this journey. The third step is learning, taking in new information, being open and listening. And the fourth is focus, getting clear on what you'll do, getting clear on what you won't do, creating your game plan, making your list, and mentally walking through what success is going to look like before you do anything. The fifth, sixth, and seventh have everything to do with action, action for yourself, action for others. The fifth step is initiative, is taking massive action. The sixth is collaboration, it's getting other people involved. And the seventh is being accessible, it's reciprocating. It's being there to support and help those you've gotten involved so that you're not constantly losing people out the back as you're bringing new ones in. The eighth and ninth have to do with going above and beyond, operating at a higher level, and that has to do with coaching as well as mastery. So coaching, delivering consistent training, mastery, delivering excellence, doing that perfect practice, constantly looking at your business, working on your business, not just in your business. And the tenth and last step on the stairway to success is gratitude. Gratitude for everyone that's helped you along the way, your customers, your distributors, your leaders, the company, Dave Sandoval, Amy Venner, everybody on the team that's there to help and support you, customer service. You know, when you go out of the way to help other people, when you go out of the way to, you know, say thank you to people, people will do the same for you, and they'll find a way to help you. And so constantly be networking, constantly find reasons to help other people, whether they're in your business, not in your business, whether it has something to do with your business or nothing to do with your business. And the more people you help, the more relationships you'll have, and genuinely, the better and richer life you'll have, no matter how much money you have. So hopefully this information from the book, from the author Brendan Burchard and his book Life's Golden Ticket, as well as some of the other information that I've read and accumulated to pull this together, hopefully this was helpful for you, and that you can understand where you are in that winning streak, where you're strong, where you need to go back and work on. So, you know, is your passion, is your hunger, is your desire on a scale of 1 to 10? Is it a 0, a 1, a 3, a 7, a 10? Well, where is it? You know, your ownership, your accountability, how serious you are about your business. Is it a 1? Is it a 3? Is it a 5? Is it a 10? You're learning. You know, how much new information are you taking in? How much have you learned about your products, about your business, and how to do this business? You know, all those things, if you start to go through all 10 of those items, you can start to see, you know, where you need to improve or where you are on those stair steps and what your next step is. So hopefully that's helped you. And, you know, take all out massive action and start creating that winning streak for yourself personally. I hope that's what happens. So, Laura, thanks so much for hosting. And thanks to everybody who's joined us here this evening. And we will catch you Thursday night, same time, same number, 48 hours from now, where we're going to be sharing the business opportunity on your behalf. So invite some guests. If people have tried the Scoop of Greens products, if they've heard the 3-minute sizzle call, they've been to the website, and they want to get more information, you know, that's what the Thursday night call is about, and we're here to help. So thanks so much for joining us, and we will catch you on Thursday night. Bye now.